How can I become a more virile man? We give you practical advice and introduce more young foods, which are the key for helping you increase your virility and male potency. Next, we bring you several techniques for increasing your attention, which is the gateway to opening the limitless doors of the mind and awakening your third eye. Today's meditation will exemplify the state of discernment which appears through the amplification of the energy at the level of Ajna Chakra. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino.
Yang Food, a key for increasing your virility. Part 7. Garlic. Garlic is a famous aphrodisiac in both the East and the West. For instance, in Japan, it used to be considered a basic aphrodisiac, almost reaching honey's fame in this area. It is also used as a spice in various meals which strengthen the organism. Garlic's beneficial effect on an organism suffering from infections is of great importance due to some chemical substances that make it up. It is successfully used in fighting off infections of the genitalia, and it may be applied both internally and externally. Used raw or as spice, the garlic has tonic-like, aphrodisiac and balancing effects on the organism. In folk tradition, garlic is used to avoid ejaculations while sleeping, as well as in the treatment of premature ejaculations, where it is necessary to eat at least one clove of garlic. Recipe: garlic juice with honey and propolis. 1 teaspoon of garlic juice plus 1 to 3 teaspoons of honey plus 1 teaspoon of propolis tincture are used in the treatment of the common cold, renal infections, and impotence caused by an infectious disease. An Arab doctor notes in ancient writings from 1300, men who have lost their sexual potency due to an infectious disease should eat spiced foods with plenty of garlic, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, and pepper. In great quantities, garlic slows the thinking process, therefore moderation is advisable. For the people who cannot stand garlic in their diet, it is recommended to drink apple vinegar and water or lemon juice after eating it. Many researchers in the natural medicine field recommend in cases of a cold to eat at least 2 cloves of garlic daily. This is also useful for other disorders of the respiratory tracts, for hormonal imbalances, and for the cure of cardiovascular diseases. Some researchers indicate the fact that garlic has beneficial effects on one's psychic activity, bringing balance to it. Furthermore, the action of garlic as an anti-cancer agent has also been confirmed. Egg yolk. Egg yolk is one of the most important elements recommended for people who want to stop eating meat. Its protein content is 15%, lipid is 12 to 13%, and mineral salts 0.8 to 1.1%. It also contains vitamins A, D, E, and in smaller quantities, vitamins B1, B2, B12. Among minerals, there are calcium, phosphorus, iron, zinc, and magnesium. The yolk is more easily digested than the egg white. Therefore, we recommend that you avoid eating the egg white as much as possible. The yolk is especially recommended for people who lack vitality and who cannot eat large quantities of food during one meal. It is also recommended to spice up the egg yolk in order to help with digestion. Egg yolk is almost as famous as honey from an aphrodisiac point of view. To benefit from this particular quality, mix the yolk with honey and spices, or honey and milk. Here are some excerpts from an ancient Oriental writing. The man that desires to make love all through the night should eat many eggs fried in fresh butter. Be careful with your liver. The result will be delightful and amazing for the person eating egg yolks mixed with cinnamon and pepper for several days. Advice from a very smart sheik. A man who eats egg yolk on an empty stomach every morning will soon notice that this element is a powerful sexual excitant. The same result is obtained if we mix the yolks with freshly chopped onions and we consume this for 3 days. We must eat eggs in moderate quantities, however, otherwise we will risk having liver problems. People with a slow digestion should be particularly careful with this element. Usually, egg yolks are easier to digest if they are not boiled or fried, but served raw. Caution: avoid eating eggs, even egg yolks, in large quantities if you suffer of hepatic insufficiency, lesions of the intestinal mucous membrane, gall affections, and any other disorders related to these. Yang food, a key for increasing your virility. Part 8. Milk. Milk is a highly nutritious element, especially recommended for people who have a delicate, frail body and who lack calcium, as well as the convalescents and sick people. Consuming milk has a preserving effect on the organism, helping the formation of the muscular, sanguine, and nervous tissues, as well as the formation of strong, healthy bone. It is effective in fighting spasmophilia. It gives physical vigor and helps preserve a normal state of health. Combined with honey and aromatic spices such as ginger, cardamom, fennel, cloves, cumin, coriander, or cinnamon, milk is a very powerful aphrodisiac. Overweight people, or those who suffer because of sinus problems, chronic allergy, or too much mucus, should only consume very small quantities of milk, spiced richly with ginger. Furthermore, people who have a slow digestion must be careful when consuming milk, as this causes flatulence and ultimately leads to indigestion. It is advisable not to consume milk that was just taken out of the fridge. The best milk is 100% natural milk, taken under adequate hygiene conditions, of course. Goat milk. Goat milk has all the qualities of cow milk, but with an added difference. Its nutritive value is much higher. It is one of the most effective and revitalizing elements, especially if consumed without previously being boiled. It brings great vitality and virility to the men who drink it. It has a very powerful rejuvenating effect if drank daily and with honey, also if associated with a diet of raw fruits and vegetables. It is an accentuated yang element. Its special properties that stimulate vitality and masculinity were known from antiquity by both the Eastern and Western cultures. The famous doctor Dioscoride, who prescribed goat milk for increased vigor, also mentions it. Goat cheese and yogurt have the same properties as the milk itself and are also yang. Sunflower seeds. They are a strong element containing both minerals and vitamins useful to the organism. The most important vitamins are vitamin E and vitamin F, which are found in a high proportion compared to other elements. It is recommended that they be consumed as an ingredient in one's daily diet, not as a dietary supplement. The combination of sunflower seeds with whole cereals in the composition of bread or corn spitz, in its German name, is excellent. This type of bread puts the therapeutic properties of the whole cereals and of sunflower seeds to good use, and it is highly appreciated for its vitamins, for the vascular protection it offers because of its chemical components, as well as for balancing one's body weight. Furthermore, this bread has a dominance of yang energy, a fact that makes it quite important in one's diet. Sunflower seeds have a restorative effect on the sexual glands due to their high intake of vitamin E. They are also very good for the treatment of vascular impotence, for rejuvenating cures with raw fruits and vegetables, because they have an energetic intake that compensates for the number of low calories found in raw meals. Sunflower seeds are extremely yang.
several effective techniques to increase your attention. Number 1. Examine one object in all its aspects and determine the various relationships between it and other objects in its vicinity. Analyze all its characteristics: composition, qualities, state, origin, destination, causes, effects, history, etc. Number 2. Examine a design or a plan containing a lot of details and then produce as many of them as you can, first mentally and then on paper, attempting to remember all of them. Focus on the main features of the item you selected and then the secondary ones. So finally you will end up remembering even the smallest of details. Number 3. Analyze in your mind visual impressions, objects you have seen or landscapes you once admired, things or songs you heard in the past, tactile sensations, and finally, olfactive and taste impressions. Number 4. Try to determine a person's character or feelings according to the tones of their voice, the shape of their body, characteristics of their physiognomy, and the nature of their attitude and gestures. Number 5. Propose to eliminate all useless, clumsy, or mechanical gestures from your behavior and replace them with balanced gestures. Number 6. Try to speak rarely, focusing on the idea you wish to express and the precise words to express it. Make a habit of this exercise and remove all words with negative connotations from your vocabulary. Number 7. Suspend any movement of the body and any involuntary mental activity. In other words, dismiss any uncontrolled chaotic thoughts. Go back on the track of your thoughts to the point where they began, where there is no divergence, no duality, and no agitation. After all these exercises, appreciate the quality of your memories, so that you may appreciate your attention to its true value. Perform these exercises for several days in a row, and pay attention to your progress. The last of the 7 exercises we are about to present represent a superior stage in the process of concentration, of attention, and they will ultimately allow us to open up new inner universes, whose depths and vastness may enrich us tremendously. Keep in mind, the focus of your mind is better if you have a definite purpose, patience, tenacity, vigilance, and a continuity in your fight against mental disorder and agitation. In time and with practice, the power of your mind increases, eliminating useless preoccupations and desires. If additionally you practice Mauna, the discipline of silence, for an hour or two each day, associated with pranayama, you will soon be surprised by the power growing inside you. Caution: the power of the mind is practically limitless. Consequently, the more it is focused, the stronger it will become. The ultimate meaning of life is to focus on God. This is the supreme duty of any human being. Maya, the cosmic illusion that makes us identify ourselves with our physical body, social position, name, reputation, etc., and forget our divine essence, hinders the importance of this duty from our eyes. Or, in Swami Shivananda's words, the total sum of all the pleasures of this world is nothing compared to the exquisite bliss you experience in deep meditation and concentration. Do not abandon this practice. Continue with it, with patience, perseverance, happiness, tenacity, and trust. Thus you will succeed.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: the state of discernment that appears through the amplification of Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of discernment that appears through the amplification of Ajna Chakra.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.